BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
And now a weekend. Went to an award ceremony and actually won last night.
Did you?
Yes.
What did you win?
I won a Stonewall Award for the show I did in Uganda for BBC Three. Remember that one? So I'm made up with that. Thank you so much to them. I did leave the award in the toilet at one point, but managed to go and get it and no one had actually nicked it.
Oh, that's good.
It doesn't have my name on it, so anyone could have taken it and just been like, yep, I'm Broadcast of the Year.
Is it wrong?
Is it wrong for me to maybe get my name put on it myself? Or is that really, like, vain?
Is there room for it?
Yeah, there's loads of room. It's like a glass award, which I'm so pleased with. But they didn't put my name on it. Do you think that's wrong to take it in and say, hi, can you put my name on it, please?
No.
Really?
But you'll always know.
I know, that's the
thing. And every time you look at it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I did that.
Anyway, so it was a good last night. I met Harry from The Only Way is Essex. And a lovely picture taken with him. Next to some really pink light. So we just look ridiculous.
Where can we see this?
I think on his Twitter. So check that. You're in terrible trouble with Twitter today, are you?
No, I'm trying to block the one that doesn't speak. And it's not working.
Oh, really?
Yeah, So I can't work out how to do it. It's just, you know, like...
I know. It's just that he tweets so much that it's just like, oh.
So I just tweeted test.
Boring.
Because I'm trying to work out... If I block him, I'm trying to work out what he actually sees.
Right.
And so far, it's exactly the same. I just want red. So I want it when he logs on, it just says blocked.
Bye.
Like a massive red circle with a line across it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't know if I mentioned it, but I am making a film. And you are involved. It's you, me, and loads of pop stars. It's about the weekend of the 14th and 15th of May. It was Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle that weekend, but other stuff happened too, and loads of our listeners filmed themselves. We've got to make this film in less than 4 weeks. I think this film is going to be like a cross between Sex and the City and Blair Witch 2. Have you ever seen Blair Witch 2?
I haven't seen Blair Witch.
You've not seen Blair Witch with
no.
The snot off at the nose?
I had this conversation with my boyfriend this morning. He was like, I can't believe you've seen it. And you haven't seen it? I said, is it any good? He went, all right. I was like, well, don't say it. I can't believe you haven't seen it then. Is it good? Is it worth watching now? Or is it like...
You could still watch it now. It's all right. Do not bother with Blair Witch 2 is my tip. I think the original people that made that film on quite a small budget completely sold out to one of the main film companies and just said, yeah, go on then, make Blair Witch 2. And, it wasn't the best.
Is it shot on, like, proper cameras and stuff that time?
Yeah, it's all the things...
Tripods.
All the things that were great about the first one, like, didn't happen in the second one. You know, I went to see Paranormal Activity the other day, 3.
Mm.
You know, I said that I am completely unfazed and actually I'm immune to being scared now because I spent so much time with Yvette Fielding in a haunted house over the years. Didn't even have a twinge of scariness.
Did you not?
No, not one. Even when they all died at the end, I still didn't get anything. I was like, yeah, whatever. Didn't scare me. My friend was like, cowering in the corner. Nothing. Anyway, we're doing everything on this film. We're producing it. We're directing it. And if you want, you can be in it. You, me, loads of pop stars. And the idea is that we win loads of awards and get really rich. What's the biggest grossing film of all time?
I was looking this up earlier. Harry Potter. Well, grossing
and the Temple
film,
of Doom.
I've only found the like biggest opening weekends.
Okay, is it the Temple of Doom one?
No, it's the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay,
that was loads of money.
That's what I'm talking about. How much money?
Well, so much money is that I can't actually work out how to say it in real life.
Oh, is it too many O's?
It's 169189427.
Someone will be like, loads of people now will be like, how do you know that?
What's that? 169189427.
Yeah, as soon as it's that many, I'm like, no, don't know.
169 billion.
What?
Million.
Million.
Oh, rubbish. I thought it'd be better than that.
It's still quite a lot, Becky.
I thought we were going to be loaded.
It's 169 billion.
So how much of that do we get?
We get a lot of it. Yeah, if we're making it, we get loads. We get the lion's share of it. So do you want to be part of this? And then we can all be rich together. This week, so far, with the film, I've asked you to help with auto-tune. And some people have done that. I've asked you if you're only good at miming along to songs. And loads of people got in touch about that. I asked you to send pictures of you blowing out birthday cake candles and telling me your wishes. Loads of people got involved. I wanted people that could do jazz hands yesterday. I got a few of those. Today, I want to know something from you that's quite deep. But maybe if you are just, I don't know, finishing up at work on a Friday and you got time to send me a little email, maybe you finish uni or college for the day, send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. This will all help with the film, I promise you. Which music artist can you not imagine living without and why? Who means the absolute most to you? Because you listen to Radio 1, you obviously love music, but who is the person that just absolutely does it for you? Whose music maybe changed your life or saved your life? Who do you absolutely adore and why? Is yours still the Saturdays?
No, I think I've changed to either Sean Kingston or Pitbull.
Oh, I was going to say Pitbull.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have Sean Kingston then.
We are being serious. We do actually need some serious answers here. So,
yeah.
Who? You all right?
What?
What
are
Sean?
You saying that Sean Kingston is a joke answer?
No.
You are, though, aren't
you?
No,
I'm not.
You can't be so judgmental.
I don't think his new one is up to much. The one where he parties all day and parties all night or whatever it is. It's not as good.
What about 911?
Oh, that's what, with Bieber?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Anyway, which music artist can you not live without? Who would you just be devastated if you couldn't hear their music anymore? And tell me why they mean so much to you. That's all I need for today. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Can't really explain why at the moment, but this will really help me in making the Radio 1 movie, which we're doing in less than 4 weeks.
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.